Hi, folks. I'm Mark, and today I'm joined by Matt Intamin. Matt, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Well, wonderful. Absolutely. We can get right into it because we have 11 and a half minutes to talk about video games. So today we are talking about cheat codes. These are the phrases or the button inputs or the garbled nonsense that developers built into a game to unlock benefits or modify the game somehow. Maybe that's to give you infinite money or 99 lives or just give all the characters gigantic heads. A lot of these early cheat codes were really first put in to allow developers to test their games a little more easily. I did find out that kind of the Konami code, the legendary one, was installed by a developer for the port of Gradius because he couldn't beat it. So he had to make it easier for himself.
Nice.
And so there really was once a day when there was like a whole designated menu for in a lot of games for adding cheat codes, but you don't really see them as often anymore. Which we'll follow up on, but Matt, for now, I would love to know, what do you appreciate about cheat codes?
I think for me, it was like the offline aspect of it. You know, you could like share cheat codes with your friends. I mean, this isn't offline, but I just distinctly remember going on gamefaqs.com, you know, also known as GameFAQs, and just digging into the cheat codes, digging into the walkthroughs, and then using those cheat codes and memorizing them by heart to where it's muscle memory and you can just punch in the codes without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate all those things.
Do you have any of them that like are still ingrained in your mind?
I mean, the Konami code is there, but I think once I went to college, I dumped all that information mostly.
For some other stuff. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
How do you feel like they've been used well? I mean, I say like in the past, but because that's kind of... It's been a while since we've seen like a lot of cheat codes, but like, any particular ways you think that they get used well?
Well, I mean, since we've already talked about the Konami code, I think that was essentially an easy mode that they added a sort of a hidden difficulty that if you couldn't beat Contra or if you couldn't get past the freaking waterfall level, you just punch in that code and you can actually play the game. I think that was a really, really good use of the code.
Yeah. I mean, people say this all the time, but like these old arcade games or even just like the old school games that were really inspired by arcade games were just intentionally brutal to get as many quarters out of you. So especially when you have like ports from the arcade games like Gradius, it just makes it actually kind of fun where you don't die every 5 seconds because they want to make as much money off of you.
And I think another way, this is a completely different genre and a different game, but sort of a similar thought here is playing The Sims without cheats.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
I could never get into The Sims because it just felt like chores and it felt like a drag, you know? Mm-hmm. So putting in those, I think it was called Rosebud or something, or maybe Motherload, but like just getting tons and tons of money and then just designing a dream home. So that...
Yeah.
Is sort of like a built-in creative mode where maybe they didn't have that, but you just put in the infinite money cheat and you can build, you know, your gamer paradise.
Right. Yeah. I think they're really nice when they kind of help eliminate a grind.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you would get to this point anyway, but it's not by any sort of like, not actually by skill or by like puzzle solving. It just, it would take time to get this thing that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just punch in a code to get there and just skip hours of grinding. I feel like that's okay.
Mm-hmm. It depends too, because like you can also modify your gameplay so much to where you can have a very specific experience immediately. So what comes to mind for me is Grand Theft Auto, where sometimes I'd get on with my brother or, you know, we'd be playing at my neighbor's house and we do 6 stars. You know, unlimited ammo, and we drop in the Rhino tank and we just, you know, go on a rampage for a little bit, you know? So it's like cheat codes like that. And those are the codes I was talking about memorizing.
Yeah.
You know, we would hit those like, you know, it might have been 16 different inputs within a second. And then all of a sudden you've got a tank dropping in front of you. I mean, it's just cool.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I think I love the Lego games for how much they use cheat codes. And so many of those are even just purely aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of any specific things in mind. But there are a few that like just make it so that there's like disco music going on the whole time, which is just like almost hampers you more than adds a benefit, but it's just fun that they added that there. And you also can like, the Lego games do a good job of like, you can toggle these cheats on and off at any point, just like in the pause menu, which is nice.
Yeah. And so that's a totally different thing. You know, it's like at that point, you're just talking about modifiers, which I think it seems like it's gone more in the direction of, you know, I think about the post game in The Last of Us, where you can actually replay with some of these gameplay modifiers where unlimited ammo, you know, unbreakable melee weapons, things like that, you know, that would probably fall under cheat codes previously, but they're just included as game modifiers now.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't know about Last of Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if you have to beat the game to unlock that, but it was something I noticed on my recent playthrough that there was all kinds of crazy modifiers that you could add on to the post game.
Gotcha. Well, so speaking of those more recent games, like we just haven't seen cheat codes used as often. Why do you think that they've really fallen out of use?
I mean, I think the cheat code where you're either inputting, you know, something into a menu or you're punching in a string of inputs on your controller, I think those are mainly just hardware limitations, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And so they figured out that, yeah, we can just put a menu in the pause, you know, on the pause screen to function the same way. Speaking of the, you know, inputting strange things on the start menu, I read a little bit about the Justin Bailey cheat on the original Metroid game. Are you familiar with that?
It rings a bell, but I don't really know much about it.
I think it was like on the save file when you're setting it up. If you put in the name Justin Bailey, it like unlocked a certain number of things. Like you play as Samus in her, I guess, like the proto Zero suit. You know, it's not the Zero suit, but it's kind of the bathing suit looking costume from the first game. And, I thought it was funny to find out that it was probably just some guy named Justin Bailey that put his own name in there and realized that it unlocked a bunch of stuff. It like wasn't even intended by developers, I think. I think it just made it in there somehow, and a guy named Justin figured it out, which I thought was
funny. That's crazy to think about. Also, because, like, why would an American name be it's like a Japanese-made game, but whatever.
I don't think it was intentional. I think it probably has something to do with like the bits and bytes and something about his name just unlocked some stuff. I don't think it was intentional.
That's wild. Well, thinking back on like why we don't really see them as much, I think you make great points that like you just don't really need codes anymore to have these changes. But again, with like technological advancements, we've seen a lot more online games. Mm-hmm. And at that point, cheat codes would like actually be cheating. So it makes sense that you just don't see those as often. Like you don't really see cheat codes in Fortnite because that would make people pretty mad.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the more nefarious side of it, though, is a lot of these like modifications and unlocks, they can charge us for those now. So like why even like you don't really see like unlocks as much anymore, but let alone like secret unlocks or instant unlocks from a cheat code. Because their secret instant way to get the unlock is to pay $20.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're on to something there. And then I don't know where this fits into the conversation, but I feel like we have to mention it is the Game Shark.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like, I didn't own one. You probably didn't own one.
No, but yeah, I still am. So like thinking back now, I'm so confused how those work. It's like the same thing with, it's the theoretically the technology behind it is much simpler than like all the digital stuff in the same way that like record players are like a weird mystical magic to me, even though like MP3s just are even crazier wizardry.
Yeah. You're telling me this needle goes in this groove and just bounces up and down and can read these vibrations. Yeah. Like get out of here. Come on.
And so like in the same way, like I have no idea how a Game Shark does that because like it's seems like it's hijacking the code itself in the cartridge. Now, yeah, it's wild, but I know that's a big thing from the past, which I guess kind of people hack their way into these games now, and that almost makes more sense to me. So
yeah, and I would say this actually just occurred to me, but cheat codes might be out, but I think like there is obviously a very strong culture of exploits and glitches. Like,
yes,
I talked to my nephew about Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, and it's like we're playing two different games. You know, he's talking about all the different glitches and exploits that he's mastered, where he's just doing stuff that I can't even conceptualize.
Yeah. That's wild.
He's 13.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Like, even just like how Tears of the Kingdom had the item duplication glitches for a while, and like, yeah, you can just, that's the new cheat code, is the unintentional ones.
Oh yeah, the bomb jumps, the duplications, man. It's alive and well.
Well, nice. So we have about a minute left. So one final question here. Do you have a favorite use of a cheat code?
I think one that pops into my head was from Age of Empires, two, Age of Kings. You could type into the like chat menu, I think it was like, how do I turn this thing on or something? And it would spawn like a convertible Corvette into Age of Empires. And you could get an army of these sports cars that like shot projectiles, and you could drive them and, you know, destroy castles and stuff. So yeah, it was like, how do I turn this thing on? And you could have a convertible in Age of Empires.
That's awesome. The one I think of is a bit more practical, but like for the Lego games, you can turn on fast build, which is just, you build stuff faster, and that's nice.
Yep.
I don't have to like hold down the X button for longer than I need to.
Yep.
Well, Matt, let's move into our final segment here. What are you playing?
Actually, a few nights ago, I played some Fall Guys.
Nice. Oh, man. Let's jump back into that.
Mm-hmm.
I played Portal. Well, thank you again for joining me. Matt, where else are you out on the internet?
Let's see. I have an Instagram called business_Matt. I have nothing to do with business really, but, you can check me out there, and I'm on Twitter too. It's Matt_INT.
Very nice. Business Matt is secretly one of my favorite Instagram handles. It makes me chuckle every time I see it.
I'm so glad.
Well, thank you guys for joining me. Thank you all for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services, and you can find us on the proper socials at 11.5 minutes, and let us know what is your favorite cheat code. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks. Bye.